Begin the grand dam, Masechta Yumin Daf Lamed Gimel, begin Lamed Aleph, begin towards the master, begin towards the Gemara, Lamed Leila Mark. What's the, so then what's the point of finishing it off if you tell me that you don't have to do it's more than the majority? Says Taisa, the most question, Taim, it's a wonder. What do you mean? Even regarding unconsecrated animals, it's obvious from the Gemara that initially one should slaughter the entirety of the pipes. It's not sufficient with the majority, because you might come not even to do the majority. So what are you asking regarding Kachem? Kachem is no less than Chulin. That says Taisa, what you could say is, yeah. When do we say that you should do the whole thing if you're one person? The trigger of two people, the Kvashokh, the Kongol, and the Stalik, where in this kid, the Kongol already slaughtered the majority and he left. If someone else is going to come up and finish it off, it looks like a delay. It looks like as if the carbon was slaughtered with two people. We should have said it's forbidden to finish it off. Even though generally that's like a kill, but that's with one person, not with two people. The Gemara answers that no, it's still a mitzvah lamarik, it's still a mitzvah to finish it off, get the kabbal kol adam, so you can receive all of the blood. Next says, "Must begin with the Gemara." Abai Masad Merachah v'chul. Abai went and organized the whole order of the fires on the mizbeach from the morning throughout the day. Says Tamerly, "It's a wonder to me. My lekum achoshem nami chumazadash. He missed number one. Why doesn't he count the shoveling off of the ashes? That's the beginning of the service of the daytime avodas." So it says, but what you have to say is, "Mishum dezimnin makdim anaisa mashmeres reshen machatzes." Sometimes, as the Mishnah previously had said, that sometimes they would do it from at the end of the first Mishmer, at the end of the first third of the night, and or sometimes from Chatzai, depending on Yom Tovim or Yom Kippurim. So, like a Rosh, but they're not going to count it. So, you have to Gadol Beino Bein Hanik to Kachosh, because that's a huge gap between Tirmas Adesh and all these other ones that we're mentioning. Because Abel Hanik to Kachosh, all these that we're mentioning, how Regil and Asaisa, but Zach said, they would do it boom, boom, one after another. So, that's why he mentioned it, but to say Tirmas Adesh, that's like it's such a huge gap. It's Abai wasn't putting that when he was making the Seda Hamarachah. Another point you could say is the Trumas Hadesh and Ikam Tzasrek Balayla. Primary Trumas Hadesh was done primarily at nighttime, before the day got started. Avalhani, but these other things, Yiboylam Avdin B'Yimam, if you want during the daytime, or Shaz B'Yadim, he has that option, and therefore, that's in a different category than Trumas Hadesh. Kinnik says, not to begin with the Gemara, Machlal De'ikha Chaberta. Well, you can't say Shnei Gizarim come before the second Marach of the Keteris, because it's saying Aleha, which Aleha obviously Marach Gidela, and not on the other one. So it's Tamil, it's a wonder to me. In game, if that's the case, that you infer that from Allah, Salam Ali Kradil El, why do you need the Pasuk more just previously brought, that it talks about the Marach Bidel, and then it says the Ishan Dech Tukaboy, and that there's a fire on the Mizbeach that should be burned. What do you mean? I already spoke about the fire. Ah, that's Lamar Hashneh, that's for the second fire, Tibi the Ma'akra. What do you mean? You know from Allah of Aloya Chaverta that there was a second one. Why do you need a special Pasuk? This what you could say is yes, Padima Hacha. If we only had from the source of Aleha, I would have said that Yasa Marach Hashnir Shav Mizbeach Apnimi. Yeah, that second fire should be on the in the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Azav in the Heichel. Because if Shaisa Marach Gidel Mizbeach Hit, just like you make the large fire in the Ar Mizbeach, because Kivin the Asil Tzaktaris the Mizbeach Apnimi, since the whole purpose of the second fire is for the Keteris, which is in the in Mizbeach, so I would say make that in the inner Mizbeach, just like the outer ones on the outer one. But that's what you need, the pasuk we brought before, but the fire of the Mizbeach should be burning over there, meaning what's over there? Al-Mizbeach HaChitza, Al-Mizbeach, which is B'makam Marach Gidel, in the place of where the first Marach was spoken about, which is the large one, which is on the Mizbeach HaChitza. Kitzinik says, not to begin the words of the Gemara, Falahachim HaChshadav. No, even so, you're right, even though they're equal, but a preparer is as more chashav, is better, and therefore it's going to go first. So it's Tamil, it's a wonder to me. Why do you have to say the reason why the organized Mishnah Gezori Yetzim is before the Mishnah Zechem Nimi, even though they're essentially equal, is because it's a Machshir, Lema Taimah Mishnah Netadav Shein Netadav Thoikah, and you should say because of a famous Talmudic dictum that when something is more consistent than something that's less, the one that's more often comes first. And Vesidi Gezorin Hu Tadav Tvei, and organizing the logs is more common because Shum Pemayim B'chol Yom, it's every single day twice, once in the morning, once in the evening. Yevedishim Zechem Nimi and El Pamachas, cleaning out the Inam Zvech, was only once in the morning. So for that reason itself, we should say it comes first. So Tesis, if you could say, is an important Yisai. The Loi Gaminan, we don't learn out, which is the source of Mimulvad Elasa Boikir, Elasa Tomid, which is sides for the Elasa Boikir, which is the daily sacrifice, which that's the source that the Gemara brings elsewhere, the Tadikoidim, that the Kabin Tomid is going to come before the Kabin Masafim, and it's telling you because it's a Tomid thing, therefore it's Tadir, it comes first. When do we say that? When they're both the same. The Zubazumatana, both of them are gifts of blood on the Mizbeach, which is that's the source of the halacha, but it's on Masafim, which they're both the same thing. It's them, when they're both the same thing, Tadu comes first. But in such a situation where we're saying over here, comparing and contrasting the Siddur Shnei Gezeiritzim and the Dishim Zechem Nimi, the Chad Havavitz Matana, the Chad Havavitz Silik, one's putting something onto the Mizbech, one's taking off, that Loi, then we're not going to say that Tadr is necessarily going to come first. It's only when the same, then Tadr trumps, and therefore that's why we couldn't learn it out from the fact that the Shnei Gezeiritzim is more Tadr than that of the Dishim Zechem Nimi. Like it says, Master begin with the Gemara Ima Vinal Mitzvahs. Shlokah says that you can't pass over a mitzvah, and that's how we know that you do Mizbeach before you do the Dishna Menorah. Says Taisis, Perikes Mekorim. The Gemara Zvachim of the Nalv Menav Gabashira Dom regarding the leftovers of blood from the Parmat Sirman Nisrafim, which their blood would be sprayed inside the Heichel. So we learn that how you shevik like said Magravi. So the leftover blood would be poured on the western foundation of the Mizbeach Achit. So coming Gemara, the Gemara says, "My time, what's the reason?" Because the Chassam says the pasuk can be correct. You said Mizbech Ha'ilah Hashem Besach El Ma'id to the foundation of the Mizbech Ha'ilah, which is by the entry of the El Ma'id, which is Hahu the Pog of Eretz. What's the first you saw you hit when you're coming out? Since the Mizbech was perpendicular to the Heichel, what's the first foundation you hit? It's going to be the Yisoid Ma'aravi. Says Taisa Mashma, Bishum Dei Mavin Amitz. It sounds like okay because you don't pass over if that's the first Yisoid and you have to do it on Yisoid, so that's the one you do it on. Now, Rashi like Garis Hahud the Pug of Erasha. Rashi does not have the text over there. Oh, it's the first one that you hit. Elam Pesach El Moed Kugamala. He learns it from the pasuk itself from the entry of the El Moed. The Yisoid Marav Bishum Mizbech. How can I get a Pesach? The western foundation of Mizbech is the one that faced opposite the entryway. And the Chemashim Hasan be Gemara says Taisa, and that also sounds like from the Gemara. But they got the Shir Hadam when it talks about the little blood that you shepikul to do. I mean, you poured, meaning from the Mizbech Achitzain. That you would pour on the southern foundation, and Mefarshim Gemara explains. Meshum di yilom and you realize in a kebesh leitzasim heichel. You can learn that when you come out of the ramp, when you're doing a carbon on the mizbech achitzin, to leitzasim heichel when you're coming out of the heichel when you do that of in the avodas shemifnim, which might leitzasim heichel b'samagli just like we said as we just brought in the beginning of Taisus. When you're leaving the heichel, you do it on the yisai that's near the pesach, the high yisai, but Rabbi, that is the western foundation. So Rabbi does in the kebesh. So when you're coming down from the ramp, which is the Samakla, which is near it, which the ramp is on the hand, you say, Jeremy, that's by the southern foundation. But says Taisis, V'i me'ein mavin al mitzvahs k'yalav l'benimim. Now, if you would say, like those girsos which Rashi doesn't have, that, oh, you know this halacha of the inner dam, that you do it because of the halacha of im mavin al mitzvahs, then the shpachan they say, that's what you put on the western foundation. So my pshitli tfei bepnimim. So then, why would it be more obvious to the Gemara regarding the inner blood? Shame be said, Rabbi, that there by the western foundation, mebechitzin be said, Rabbi, from those on the Adam's bed on the southern foundation. Both are coming from the same principle of don't bypass a mitzvah. So obviously, it's not. It's coming from El Pesach, and that only applies to the Heichel. And we're just comparing the mizbech achitzin to that which is done on bifnim. Chemash Marish Perkajukajukajukajukajukajukajuk, so this sounds like from the Gemara Zavachim, Davnut Chesma Beis. The prophet Gemara asks, Shiori Hadam, Behed Yiksibahu, the left of the blood explicitly says, Ashapesach Oil Maid, which is by the opening of the Oil Maid. So what Rabbi Yossi is teaching us comes out that, which is, as the Gemara seems to be saying, and it's questionable today, that you know from Ashapesach Oil Maid, and not because of Imavin Halmitzis. But then the Tzitzis Ben Temi begin to say, so wait a second, but Lama Likra, but why do you need a Pasuk? Then why don't you learn from Rish Lakish's principle of the Imavin al Mitzvahs, which you don't need a pasuk? That would tell you already that you have to do in Sir Mavra because that's the first one you encounter. So here too is important you say. What you can say is Rish Lakish. You don't say this principle of Imavin al Mitzvahs. Well, you have to do anyways both. Then you do first the one that you're going to do first anyway. So you're going to clean out the Mizbech Hapnimi and you're going to do the Dish Naminar. Okay, the one you'll encounter first, that's what you do first. Because Emavin al Mitzvahs. But when you're only going to do one of them, then look at me, then we don't learn it from that principle. The Nevelot Taluch a day, and you'll do the one that's constant on its own. But like Nevelot Shain Tadim, I can do the one that's not constant. So you don't say that, and therefore you need the Pasuk Hashem Pesach El Ma'id to tell you that even when you're not doing both, you're doing only one of them, that you're going to do it on the one that's closest because that wouldn't tell us, I'm not doing both. I'm only doing one place. That wouldn't tell me necessarily to do this one. If you're doing both, Eim Avin Mitzvah says, okay, you do this one, then you do the next mitzvah. But if you're not doing necessarily both, that wouldn't necessarily tell me to do this one. Therefore, I needed Pesach Al-Mayid to tell me that it's going to be on the Yisrael Maravi. So he says, I'm going to tell you the Megillah of Avin Beid, the Maskel, Mestaber.